And now, James Gravel.
In this series of lessons, we've been discussing important prerequisites of prayer. One such prerequisite is that we must pray with the Spirit and with the understanding. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, Paul said, "I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding." If we intend to pray with the Spirit and with the understanding, then we must pray by using our inner spirit. That is to say, we must pray with a sense of heartfelt devotion that is not void of emotion. And we must pray with the understanding of what we are saying and why we are saying it. Praying with the Spirit means that we are to pray in such a way that both our minds and our hearts are engaged. Praying with the understanding means that we must think carefully about what we say to God. We cannot merely mouth the words. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, Jesus said, "When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them." God is not interested in us reciting in a repetitious fashion a formalized ritualistic prayer. Rather, He wants us to pray from the heart, understanding the importance of the fact that we are talking to our Heavenly Father and we mean what we say. In other words, He wants us to take seriously the spiritual blessing of being able to come into the presence of the Ancient of Days whenever we want and from wherever we may be. That honor is not afforded to just anyone. Instead, it is reserved for God's children, who in turn must take it very seriously. Interestingly, however, although we must approach God's throne with reverence, we also have the right to approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need, Hebrews 4, verse 16. But when we do that, we must make sure that we speak to God from the heart, that is, with the Spirit, using our intellect, that is, with the understanding, so as to honor Him and humble ourselves before Him.